Monday, 14th September. A roundup of local, regional, and international news headlines. According to Bloomberg.com, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe will this week ask investors to plow their money into platinum, chrome, and gold projects to help the country recover from a decade-long recession. The Combined Harare Residents Association, CRA, has noted with concern the continued and deliberate inconsistent billing system of the City of Harare's Department of Water, as more residents are receiving unjustified and exorbitant bills. CRA has received numerous reports from residents who are disgruntled by the inflated water bills that they are getting from the council. Writing for Zim Online, George Aite notes that there have been some 208 African heads of state since 1960, but that one would be hard-pressed to name just 15 good leaders. A Radio Voice of the People report says that the ZANU-PF National Youth League has elected its new leadership amid chaos and allegations of rigging as the factionalism within the former ruling party came to the fore over the weekend. The Chronicle reports that President Robert Mugabe yesterday reiterated that ZANU-PF will stand by the Kariba draft as the yardstick of the drafting of the new constitution. At the same time, he castigated National Constitutional Assembly Chairman Dr. Lovemore Maduku for lobbying against the Kariba draft, saying the civil society activist was being used by the West. A press statement issued by the Harare Residents Trust exposes moves taken by the Harare City Council to lock out more than 5,000 families living in Mbare hostels for failing to pay rentals. The Harare City Council dispatched final warning letters and bills averaging $540 in August 2009 to families living in these dilapidated dwellings, demanding full settlement of their bills within 7 working days. These bills accumulated from February this year, when the dollarization of the economy took place. Voice of America reports that Mozambique's main opposition RENAMO party is expressing worry that the activities of the government will undermine the credibility of general elections scheduled for October 28th. RENAMO is accusing the ruling FRELIMO party of plotting to rig the election to thwart the change that Mozambicans are yearning for. According to the Washington Post, President Obama continues to face significant public resistance to his drive to initiate far-reaching changes to the country's healthcare system, with widespread skepticism about central aspects of his plan. NewZimbabwe.com reports that Zimbabwean tennis star Cara Black and Liesl Huber completed a remarkable comeback in their rain-affected semi-final match to go through to today's final of the US Open Women's Doubles. News 24 reports that South African Paralympic hero Oscar Pistorius spent Saturday night in the holding cells of Boskop Police Station after he had allegedly assaulted a 19-year-old woman during a party at his house. Tinashe Mushakavanu has teamed up with David Netlingham to put together State of the Nation Contemporary Zimbabwean Poetry, the first dedicated Zimbabwean poetry anthology in 2 decades, featuring 30 Zimbabwean poets ranging from the well-known to new voices.